Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Hecker to get that snap.
That's not offside. You got to chip with him, and throw to Edelman over the middle of the field.
Pass down the middle. Caught. Edelman holds on.
Running back's got to help, so he has time to throw. Once again, Edelman in the middle of the field.
Pocket sealed. Down the middle. Edelman again with a third down catch.
Watch this safety. If he comes down, there's a good chance he's throwing out there.
It's run for the first down. Three long third down conversions. They bring it first down from the 15. Burkhead.
New England tried to play action earlier. I can't see it here. This has to be a run.
Second and goal to Burkhead. Burkhead to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
And what can you really say about Tom Horatio Rodriguez Brady on his way to his third, yes, people, third Super Bowl in a row, people? Welcome to Fox Sports Radio, the soul in sports. That's Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM Fox Sports. Also, Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM. I am your host, people. Mike Knox. But people, you already know that 347-637-3859 is part of the particulars. The rest is you can follow us on Twitter, social media, wherever it's sold, which is absolutely free. At Soul in Sports. That's capital SP. Soul. S-O-U-L in Sports, people. Also on the Twitter, 1340 AM Fox Sports. Reading and talking sometimes don't mix. But you guys just take it when you get it, when you get it, when you fit in, and we're talking. Hashtag bet that, people. The last NFL bet that of the year. And it's the best NFL bet that of the year. If you just love to bet that money. It's Super Bowl weekend. It's GOAT versus the GOAT. The Rams versus Tom Horatio Rodriguez, Brady, and the New England Patriots, will they or won't they? They took whiles to get here. Now they're here. Week after week, we've spoken about it on this program. You heard about it on many other programs, the NFL. But we're going to give it to you right here live in the barbershop where Barbershop Talk Meets Radio like no other, people, with yours truly. So, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, also, the NBA... The NBA, like, sometimes I believe that I am stuck completely in a warp zone. It's like, not the warp zone. I'm more like in the phantom zone. Some people who understand Superman, I'm in a phantom zone when it comes to sports today. And the NBA is one of them because I heard this week, and I've been knowing it for a while, or hearing it for a while. I don't know it because I don't believe it to be true, and I don't want it to be true, but I've been hearing it for a while. The need to say it's no longer about the logo. It's about the names on the back of the jersey. And of course, this is more prevalent than any other sport than it is in the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Oh, it's still fantastic, but I do not like where the NBA is going. And this week was a very crazy week, not just hearing the news, as we talked about on Monday, about Anthony Davis requesting a trade and where he could possibly go to the Lakers and other teams possibly trying to get in place to receive Anthony Davis. But we also have the news that broke yesterday about Kristaps Porzingis being traded from the Knicks. So, I have a discussion, because it's the barbershop. You come in the barbershop, you got to talk. 347-637-3859, you got to talk. If you don't want to talk, I'll be the voice for the voiceless, because that's what I'm here to do. 347-637-3859. I am completely stuck in the phantom zone, because for me, the truity of sports should always be about the logo. Tweet it. Write it down. Take a picture. Instagram it. Snapchat it. I don't give a poop. That's the way sports should be. About, this is not boxing. If it's about boxing, yes, it's about the boxer. You ride for your city because I put on for my city. I will never understand the fan that did not live in said city, have an association with said city, and going to school or stayed their significant time there, getting a W-2 form from there to celebrate a team. Because when a team wins a championship, okay, let's say the GOAT, not meaning the Rams here, because they're GOATs too, right? Okay, let's say the Rams of Los Angeles wins the Super Bowl. When the Rams of Los Angeles wins the Super Bowl this year, if that's the case, they're going to say thank you to the fans of the Rams here in Los Angeles. They're not going to thank their fans in Podunk, Mississippi. They're not going to celebrate their fans in New York City. So I will never understand how I'm supposed to believe now that sports, especially in the NBA, I'm supposed to say I'm going to ride with this player and not that logo. Because I think the players are wrong in how they're... Let me rephrase that. I'll take that back. Get what you can get, young man. Get your money. And I understand all the scenarios. When it came to LeBron, Cleveland, or Miami, hey, I told you a dozen times in 10, I would choose Miami over Cleveland any day. So I understood LeBron in a sense. Didn't like how he went about it, but I understood it. I always take anybody, go to L.A., it's L.A. Sorry. I've been out there for a couple of times and I fell in love with the place. It's L.A. Everybody knows that. Vinny chasing the boys. Okay? It's L.A. So I understand that, too. I understand you spent 7 years in a city that's done nothing for you. I understand that, too. What I do not like with players is the demanding of saying things like Kyrie Irving said this past week, and I don't owe nobody. Boop! Yes, you do! You'll get paid X amount of dollars. And because you do, I can't talk about your mama. I can't disrespect you. But as a professional athlete that is getting paid numerous of millions of dollars to play a game that we love,
to watch. And I don't care, it's not my money, but you do have a responsibility. And you do owe something to the city that drafted you and paid you and honored that contract. And I know people will say, well, teams will trade you in a heartbeat. You know what? I know it sounds stupid and it may be a double standard, but to me, that's the way it was and that's the way it shall be. 347-637-3859. Welcome to the program, all the way from the city of brotherly love. We're not in the Super Bowl this year, J. Chris, but it's okay. I foresee we'll be back next year. But what's going on, J. Chris?
What's going on, Mike, man? You said a mouthful just now, man. There's a lot to touch on with what you just said. And
The NBA.
At Chris Stapps Porzingis trade, man, I'm just wondering what are the Knicks up to? You know what I mean? They trade away their unicorn. I wonder what they're up to. Are they about to start the process? Or are they going after some big fish? I want to see what's going on, man. I'm interested.
I love Zion, but boy, I can't wait to hope they don't get 1, 2, or 3 because they don't deserve 1, 2, or 3 for making that trade.
Think they're going to tank for Zion?
I think everybody's taking for Zion. Have you saw the stupid move the Chicago Bulls have made? They're all taking for Zion. I would tank for Zion.
I saw they traded for Carmelo. I don't know what happened after that.
Well, not only Carmelo.
I'm sure they let him go.
Well, not yet they have him, but they will. But they also, they got rid of, they made a trade today with OKC for, what's the guy's name? Timothy Luhal Kabarat, and figured up $7 million just for the Thunder.
Right.
Yeah, say it one more time. You know what it is.
Timothy Luhal Kabarat. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Then the Bulls also got rid of Justin Holiday. About a couple weeks ago, and just brought a whole bunch of like Wayne Sheldon and what's the guy, Marshawn Brooks, and you know, two second round picks. Like, I don't understand second round picks in the NBA. Like, they really are, to me, worthless picks. That's why they get traded so easily.
The second round is to try to find that diamond in the rough. That's really,
yeah, that's all it is. And just hope, pray, wish it on a prayer. Take my hand and I make it, I swear. You know what I mean? But there it is. But no, the Super Bowl week, NBA. It just, the whole thing, what do you think about what I laid out there? Because I've been hearing it, that it's no longer about the logo. And that just really burns my heart. What's my name? Overcooking my grits, Coach. Rest in peace, Julius. The guy Julius from what's his name? Something Campbell. I do apologize. Get that for me, King Vaughn Jr. from Remember the Titans. He passed away yesterday. 65. He's pretty young. I thought he'd be older than that. 65 years old. That means 20 years from now, that's my age. Like, no, help me, Lord Jesus. But what do you think about that? Like, you got the Kristaps Porzingis trade. You got Anthony Davis, you know, almost virtually saying he L.A. You got now, what's my name? Kyrie Irving in Boston saying, you know, I don't owe anybody anything. I'm tired of talking about this. I don't owe nobody ish. Yes, you do. You're in front of a camera. But because you're in front of a camera, because you have the obligation of the NBA saying in your contract, you got to talk for 15 minutes to reporters. You don't have to answer the question, but you don't have to be an ass about it either.
Well, let's start with Kyrie Irving. What does he owe? He owes 100% effort on the basketball court every day. That's what he owes.
That's all he owes.
Now, other than that, there's obligation. Talking to the press is an obligation. Like you said, he doesn't have to answer the question. He can take the Marshawn Lynch approach. Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Right.
But, what and who does he owe what outside of 100% effort on the basketball court?
So as a fan, you don't feel that players in your town that are getting paid the highest amount of money to play for your town and win for your town have an obligation to you, the people of the town that come to see you play? Because I find that
outside
hard to believe.
Outside of basketball?
Well, right. It was a basketball question. It was, are you going to stay or are you not going to stay?
I wish I could ask Kyrie.
It's so many words, yes.
I mean, what's his obligation? Is his obligation? He means like to answer. He doesn't have to answer that question. Like that, he could take the political route to that. Like, I'm going to stay.
Well, I did say. I did say you don't have to be such an ass about it by saying I don't owe you. Boop. That's where I have the
and the problem.
When he said that, who was he? Because I didn't catch that quote.
He was talking to the reporter who asked him about, of course, what happened with the Knicks. And is he going to sign? Because, you know, they had all these reports. Right? Early in the summer, they had men defense, and he was going to stay for a while. And then all the stuff come out that he's not, you know. I think in the back of my mind, and we talked about this when he got traded, that it was always New York. Whether it was the Nets or it was the Knicks. I think that's been a big speculation with Kyrie Irving. So they've been trying to ask him since he's been there, are you going to sign? I think when they made that trade, the same way the Sixers potentially made the trade with Jimmy Butler, and any team that could kind of trade like this, it's to sign and hope we, you know, trade and hope we sign you. So again, I don't need the player to cater to me. I don't need the player to whine and dime me or even be goofy about it. I do think as a reporter, because sometimes I think reporters, and I'm a reporter and you're a reporter, I have a job to ask. Now, you don't have to ask my question, but I'm a grown man. You're a grown man. I respect you, but I have a question to ask, right? You don't have to belittle me by asking a question. I'm just doing my job. That the people, and what they say, inquiring minds want to know.
Right. He doesn't have to be an ass about it. No, he doesn't have to be. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, the person has a job to do. He's trying to do his job to the best of his. He or she is trying to do their job to the best of their ability. And, there are times when professional athletes are either, you know, they're people too. I don't care how much they get paid. They're people too. They can be irritated. They can be tired of being asked a question. They could be having a bad day. You know what I mean? But, you know, you would want them to be the person you think they are all the time. And unfortunately for everyone, they're not. You know what I mean? They're not the persona, the public persona that you're used to seeing and hearing. You know what I mean? They're not Uncle Drew in the movies. They're not
I think this, and again, I'm not far-fetched. We don't have to have a long discussion about, oh, they're still men and nobody wants. I respect players. I respect athletes. I believe that's why when I get an opportunity to interview them and meet them, I build such a rapport. I'm not going to treat you like I'm some kind of groupie. I'm going to respect your space. I'm not going to try to crowd you. These are things I think that fans overdo and think, you know, I can cuss you. I'm not that kind of guy. I understand the business, right? But I do understand that it is a business, and because it's a business, I don't like the way these players are handling their business. I just don't. I don't think they respect the game that came before them, and I think they're going to ruin the NBA with how they're shaking and moving. Yes, brother, get your money. I'm for it. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to move the league forward the same way Bird and Magic did it. They gave Michael a platform. You know what I'm saying? And for Michael for making it global and giving the NBA in a bigger platform so these guys not have these super contracts. I heard today – and I mean, I heard this before, but like 25 years Magic Johnson has given the NBA, and he's only made $25 million from the NBA. That's insane. So these players owe somebody like Magic Johnson that, in my opinion. So they have an obligation to move the league forward. And all this, I don't want to be in this city. I don't want to be in this town. I demand to go to this place and this place only to play at my homie. That's not sports to me. And I'm on the verge of getting rid of my love for the NBA because of things like this. It's just really, I love the NBA. I will always love the NBA. But this, what happens 7-8 years from now if these players keep demanding trades to said cities? That's not how the business goes. Wale! All the way from the DMV. What's going on, our brother? We're talking NBA, these trades, these demands for trades, and clearly I'm upset about it.
Oh, because of Dennis Smith Jr., man, they're going to New York, man. It wasn't utilized enough in Dallas. I'm a big Dennis Smith Jr. fan. I understand what it was with Luka, because Luka's a beast. I love Luka's game, too, so I'm not criticizing Luka, but I understand that you can't have two guys who need the ball in their hands at the guard position, do what they want to do and be the focal point of the offense. I mean, it's hard.
I understand
where Desmond Jr. was coming from. Like, he wanted out of Dallas. He wanted to be in a situation where he could be featured. And you were looking at Porzingis. I mean, it goes against the whole big market thing. He was in New York. He wanted to be elsewhere. So, you know, he was sick of New York. He gets to go to Dallas where, you know, he gets to play with Luka Doncic. You know, and get to be behind Dirk Nowitzki. He gets to learn from Dirk. So I guess this may be Dirk's last year, but he gets to learn from Dirk. So, I mean, it works out for both parties. I know a lot of people are, like, crapping on New York for making the trade. But at the end of the day, they're freeing up cap space. They got a good young guard. They have a Kyrie. they get an opportunity to go ahead and fetch and try to get like a Kevin Durant or any other, you know, max player that's out there. So, I mean, it's a good player for New York.
I like the trade for New York. I understand even Kristaps Porzingis, and you're talking about as I, on the flip side of, you know, players not wanting to be in these small market cities and go to these bigger cities. As much as I think New York hasn't been nothing, excuse me, as far as the mecca of basketball in quite some time, it's still New York, and forever in the media, whether we like it or not, will be the mecca of the NBA and basketball. But I still find it hard to believe. I mean, as far as a bigger market is concerned, if you go there and you make it in New York on Broadway, you're going to make it anywhere. I mean, when Carmelo was there, it was very lucrative for that team, but however you want to go. But so I like that also for them in a sense of getting Dennis Smith out of there. And even that, even Porzingis not want to be, maybe the big lights aren't for him. That's, I can understand. Everything's not, you know, for New York. So go somewhere like Dallas with a team and organization that's built to understand the European player, to speak, you know what I mean, how to cater to their needs. That, I mean, there's only a few teams that do that, and they do it very well. So, but the AD thing we talked about on Monday is just annoying at the point where I'm hearing he's openly saying nowhere but L.A. That's just if some of these rumors are true, it's just to me, it's hampering the NBA. It's hampering the league, and it's not what the league is about. And I get the players getting their money, and I just don't like it. I just don't like it, Wally. I just don't like it. I'll say this.
You know what I mean? Like, it's free agency. I mean, you got the right to be a free agent. And if a team wants to trade for him, they can trade for him. It's his contract. He signed the contract. So he can say, I want to go to L.A. That's where he wants to go.
I'm tired.
Not to say anything. This is my point. No, let me finish. Like, okay. It's not like AD is like, let's use Kevin Durant example. Everybody wants Kevin Durant example. It's not like AD's on a Kevin Durant situation, like where he's on the verge of winning a championship. You dig what I'm saying? Like, AD ain't on, like, whatever New Orleans is doing, they're wasting a generational talent. Like, they are. Like, they're AC material. Why? With Anthony Davis. So why would you waste away in a team that's not going to do anything for you? You dig what I'm saying? Like, why
you're a Lakers fan. So
I am.
Okay. Two.
I forgot about that.
Two. This has absolutely, positively nothing with wanting to leave New Orleans. You already heard me. You said I roast New Orleans. I was just being honest about New Orleans. Okay. And the franchise and except. So that has nothing to do with him wanting to get out of there. It's the fact that the reports say you want to go play for a winner. And right now, the Lakers aren't the best winner. And I get, see, here's my problem. They are not. What is in the food in America that today's athletes, and most importantly, which hurts me the most, is what has me so angry. What is up with the black athlete in America having balls? When you will go out there, I'm sorry, Wally, you know what I'm talking about. You know what?
No, I don't. Look, I'm serious. I want to hear you say this.
You know what I'm talking about? What? You know what I'm talking about? I would go to the park. Whether you was my best friend Ron Whetstone or my cousin Carl Winters or not, my cousin Antoine James Franklin, Southside Englewood. If we played basketball, it was war. I want to beat that man. If we played any sport from jacks to hopscotch to catch a girl, freak a girl, you want to be the best. I don't want to play with the best. If we got picked together, then, hey, we going to bust you. But I want them. These cats don't want to play the best no more, and that's my problem. That's my problem. Right, go to New York, AD, and make New York great again, and then you can be something great to go play LeBron. LeBron earned his place. Like, come on, man.
That's not where he wants to be at. Our New York,
and that's the problem.
No, let's be real. That's cute about. No, cute about. What has New York's organization looked like over the last five years?
I just threw New York as an example.
With that owner.
I just threw New York as an example.
Owner.
Go to Miami.
With that owner.
Go to Miami.
With that owner.
I don't care.
Listen,
go anywhere but LeBron.
Owner. No. You mentioned New York. So with you mentioned New York. That owner
I mentioned
is
it. I don't care about New York. I'm just talking about go somewhere else, Wally.
No, no,
no.
Else, no
don't focus on New York. Don't
say,
focus on New York.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, this is what you said. No, no, this is what you
said.
I said it in chat. What did he just say? What did he say? Go to New York and make New York money, right? What?
Let him answer. Let him answer.
Right?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out what part you're talking about.
All right. Well, he just said, AD, go to New York and make AD and make New York a winner, right? Did he say that?
But I also said
did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is my thing. New York is a what kind of? Who is
gonna bypass what I'm saying?
Who knows? Who owns the Knicks?
I don't care about. I don't.
No,
this guy's that crazy guy that gave out
money. No. Let me talk. You asked
I can't.
This. So I'm using
it's
York
not that.
It's
just you're picking
get,
a point. You're picking one of my points.
Him.
My only problem is you're picking a point that's a moot point to me. I just called it.
No, listen. No, you're not listening. I'm using one team. I'm going to go to another team. New York is a team with a bad ownership. So New York is something the 80s ain't trying to go to. So what's another team that's trying to get AD? Who's another? The Boston Celtics, right? You be like, yeah, you can say Boston. That's a good one. But if you trade away the young talent, or is Boston still the same team? Is Kyrie going to stay? Does Kyrie want to stay in Boston? Just Kyrie want to stay in Boston. So is Boston going to be the situation that AD wants to win? The only situation where you're going to have another, you're going to have a teammate that's going to want to win, that can win, and LeBron, and AD and LeBron. That's the only, like, if you want to break it down, because the Celtics are going to have to give up everybody to get AD. Kyrie already telling you that he may not want to beat it. So in that situation, where is that to say, all right, you know what, that's a win situation.
They
and if
don't
you want
to
go with
have
AD,
to give
if you want
everybody.
To go
–
Oh,
get
they
him
got,
first of
what?
All, Boston.
They got to get up,
and
Tatum.
Hold on. Are you telling me right now that the only two places he can win besides L.A.? Okay, so that's my whole entire point. My entire point was the fact of you said my first point, and I started with it, was saying the reports came out and said you wanted to play for a winner. So how is the only place a winner currently? If you look at the Lakers currently.
But I understand what Wiley's saying. I understand what both of you guys are saying. Like I feel where you're coming from, Mike, and I feel where Wally's coming from as well, because what he's saying is to play for a winner, right? You have what Boston would probably have to give up for him as far as talent and contracts. Boston probably is no longer on the winning in the future. It's very possible, right? You know LeBron is in town for – they're not trading LeBron. You know LeBron is in town for a while. You know that there's a lot of young talent.
Technically, we don't know if LeBron's here for a while. How long is LeBron's contract? That two-year contract, if we're being honest here?
No,
we don't really know what LeBron's
going to
do. No, it's a two-year contract. It's a two-year contract. It's a two-year contract with an option. It's a two-year.
LeBron's
not going anywhere. I'm saying, I know what –
he's not going anywhere.
I agree with that. But if we're going to talk facts, we're going to talk facts.
Paul,
so you're going to throw a fact at me. The fact of the matter is that after next year, if he chooses to, which, you know, he likes to change his toilet paper, LeBron may like 4 plies out of 10 ply, okay? If he wants to change his mind, he can leave if he wants to. So just keep that in the back of your mind. LeBron has not stopped on players before.
If you want to talk facts, If you go to Boston, you know Kyrie may not be there next year. But if you go to L.A., you know LeBron will be there next year.
I still haven't got the question out. Is these the only places they can win? My whole entire point is saying,
no, you have to go play.
Okay, so my thing is, my whole problem is, I don't care. I said before the show, I don't care about him going to L.A. because it's L.A. It's L.A. Who wouldn't want to go there? I get wanting to play with LeBron. I don't like the fact that these players will only – do not come out, even if this is what you want to do. Even if you want to go play with LeBron and that's what it is, don't sell nobody. Let them teams trade. I don't like the fact that they're holding –
He actually came out and said they want to play in L.A.?
Yeah, he is. He does. Everybody, he didn't say it, but everybody know what it is. They got the reports out there. But this is the thing. When you tell an organization, like, this is my thing. When you tell an organization, any organization that they trade for you, be like, this is where I want to go. Truth be told, be looking out for anybody who trades for you, because you're telling them right now, hey, you can sign. If I keep it quiet, and you trade for me, and I know I'm not staying there. You have no, like, you're going to lose assets. So at least I'm giving you some leeway to let you know, all right, yo, if you trade for me, let that be known what you think. You need to be prepared, because I'm bolting ship. I'm leaving.
I'm so anti-establishment that I love the fact that players can do this.
I know you. And listen, and I partially do, and I already explained it. King Vaughn put the tweet up and said, Kyrie Irving, when asked about the future with the Celtics back on October 4th, if you guys will have me back, I will re-sign here. February 1st, 2019, ask me July 1st, I don't owe anybody shit in this.
Because he called LeBron. because he talked to LeBron. That's why.
Okay. So
yeah, apology time.
See, here's I know that I have like the 1 foot in and 1 foot out when it comes to the situation, because I do, like, I had the situation with CM Punk. I understood what Phil Brooks wanted to do. I understand these players. I understand the league does some dirty stuff. Okay, I understand it all. My two issues are still the fact of, you can go make this money anywhere and still try to become a winner, and why go play with the best player all the time lately? That's the problem I have. And B is, you know, I will always still ride with the logos. Let me ask you guys that question before we go to the Super Bowl. And I know things are changing, right? And Wally, I know you're a little bit different. I'll be surprised to see what Watch actually has to say. Are you a logo or the name on the back of the jersey kind of guy? Wally, I'll start with you.
Oh, I'm a logo. Let's see, Kobe Brown a logo. Then I'm like Jai, a free agent. You know how it is. I'm a free agent in terms of just watching. Well, I'm a logo dude. When Kobe Brown's on the team, I had to take a break of being a fan of anything. I just like individuals. And then when Kobe Brown never came back to the logo, everybody know that. I give him 100.
See, I always think of Wally as a very intelligent black man, except when it comes to Kobe Brown.
And IBM,
when it comes
exactly.
To Kobe Brown, I always wonder what the hell Wally was thinking about.
He is definitely a Boost Mobile when it comes to
Kobe
Bryant.
Kobe Bryant missed two shots in his career, early in his career, and Wally never liked him ever since.
Because
two
he tried to be
early in his career.
Because he tried to be great before he became great. Before he came great, he tried to be great, and he didn't like it.
They called his number. They
called
his number. Wally, he didn't come up, but he came up clutch a lot more times later on in his career.
Who you got, Watch?
The Lakers won what, four championships with Kobe?
Which one? Which we talking about?
If I answer that for you, I think two of the three were Shaq, but I think the four of Kobe is two and two. I think of the four rings
right,
that Kobe
so
had in a Lakers uniform. Listen, like I just said, I understand. You ask me a question. You can't ask my question and then just.
Let's be honest.
I love Andre Iguodala, and yeah, he worked hard for that MVP. But really,
no, that's different though.
I had a question. So Kobe won four championships with the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
While he's a Lakers fan, there was four championships his team won that he was not able to celebrate. Because he doesn't like one guy that missed two shots early in his career.
I don't claim two of them, to be honest with you. Two championships I don't claim. The one he beat the Boston Celtics.
Don't claim any of them.
When Shaq is alpha, I'm good. When Shaq was alpha,
it ain't
good.
It ain't his city anyway.
But they don't win those championships without Kobe anyway. So go back to the beginning of the show
later on the podcast on the Fox Sports Network and on BDSR Network. Listen to the beginning of what I said about fans from cities that they've never lived in.
Logo means what? The
do
league?
Do you ride with the logo, or do you, meaning the team? Are you a logo guy,
okay,
or you rock with where the players go?
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm a logo guy. I rock with the team. I'm a Sixers fan, so I, you know, whoever plays for the Sixers, that's who I'm a fan of. When they're not on the Sixers anymore, I can't really root for them. I mean, you know, I still rooted for AI, but not when he played against the Sixers.
Right.
What? You didn't? That's messed up, man. When AI went against the Lakers, I rooted for AI. I ain't rooted for the Sixers. When he hit that shot on Tyronn Lue, I got hyped for a hot second. I was like, dang, I can't do that. He a Hoyer. I can't do it. Go back. Chill out, Wally. Chill out. Like, I was like, dang, they got game one. Like, oh, snap.
Wally can't claim any of those championships, man.
Look, man, AI, I'm my dude for life, dog. You know I'm a Hoyas fan. I'm a Hoyas fan, too.
I understand.
That's my dude for life.
I'm sorry.
I was for it, man. Alonzo
King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter said that Kobe won five with the Lakers.
Yeah, five. He did five.
It was five.
I mean, he won five.
Oh, well, there's five.
Yeah, he was,
there's five chips
three
that
was,
you can't claim.
Yeah. Three is Robin.
Five
three
chips
is Robin.
You can't enjoy.
Three is Robin. Two is Batman. I don't claim Robins, man. I claim Batman, dog. I only
but
claim
you
that
mad
Batman,
at Robin
dog.
For missing those shots.
That Robin,
you didn't like you
man,
didn't
boy,
like the Lakers because he missed them shots.
On a family show, you always have me cuss on a family show. I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna chill out right now. I'm gonna chill. I'm going to timeout. Put me on mute, Mike. You almost cut. Put me on.
Put him on mute, Mike, because I'm gonna say it again. He's mad. He's mad at Robin, but he didn't claim the he claims the championships that Robin was on, but he's mad at Robin for missing them shots.
Because he had to take them shots. That's why.
There's holes in your philosophy.
Good job,
Robin. You know I used to want to be a lawyer. There's holes in your philosophy. I just want to let that be known.
Oh, man.
Please, let's move. Please move us on, Mike.
I'm not rapping.
My Sixers beat the Warriors last night anyway.
That was a great game.
I'm mad I fell asleep halfway through the first quarter.
Oh, my God, watch the whole thing, man. And Ben Simmons, man, if anybody loves unselfish basketball, I know people can hate on him not having a jump shot, but it was amazing. Like, it was amazing. Like, his vision is amazing.
Listen, yeah. You know why Wally salivates over him?
Man, it's tough. He's an all-star.
Because he's going to end up in L.A. He's going to end up in L.A.
Probably eventually down the road.
Like his next contract, he will be in L.A.
No, you know what? For real, Philly's a big market. I think I'll stay in Philly for life. I believe that Philly's a good market. He'll stay there.
I'm sorry.
Him
the one
Simmons,
thing that matters here. Yeah, but he dates a Kardashian.
I don't know.
Okay, you think that all you want to. Oh, they spell their name. It's called the Kardashian curse with a K.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point. But I think he'll be there. I mean, I think he'll be in Philly for life.
What I hold on to with that Kardashian curse is the fact that her last name is actually Jenner. So I'm holding on to that. I know she's still a Kardashian. I'm sure she's still part of the gang. I'm holding on to the fact that her last name is Jenner. And her daddy and mama now.
You do have a good point there. King Vaughn Jr. said Robin improved and became Nightwing and became his own Hall of Famer.
What's Nightwing?
Robin grew up.
Bruh.
Robin grew up and became a man.
Bruh.
Listen.
Two
and a half is Vegas having the GOAT Tom Brady take on the GOAT of Los Angeles and this Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl LIII. That's 53 for those who don't have the Roman numerals. And Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta, Georgia. The only thing I care about this game besides the prop bet is the halftime special. And no, I'm not talking about Maroon 5.
What?
I'm talking about NXT. I'm talking about NXT Heat. Turn to your local social media and watch six of the best wrestlers in NXT at the Saturn Super Bowl. We have not had that since The Rock fought Mankind in an empty stadium. Okay? At the Super Bowl. I cannot wait for this.
That's all about Super Bowl halftime. I feel like the NFL is doing the world a big disservice. Like, you're an ATL. Like, let's keep it a buck. You're an ATL. Like, Atlanta. Like, hip hop. Not the home of hip hop, but hip hop, dog. You know what I mean? Then down south. You ain't no T.I. You can't give me no, like,
T.I. ain't
Troy.
Doing that, bro.
Did he just say apologize, man? Roger Goodell, the cap. Like, I need to get me some Pastor Troy, some T.I., some Outkast. I'm serious. Like,
and
it's terrible.
It would be too little too late.
Why does Roger Goodell owe the apology? Roger Goodell works for the owners. He just does what the owners tell him to do.
Well,
it's not Roger Goodell's fault.
I mean, no. What
it's
I mean
Roger
by
Goodell's
that is
fault.
That the owners, they get together. They all get together. I mean, he's the mouthpiece.
They colluded.
Owner, so basically,
they colluded against
they
the brother.
They gave him four opportunities. Twice for the Seattle Seahawks, once with Denver, and once with Baltimore, and he denied and or blew all four opportunities.
I got so,
colluding my foot.
Hold on. Kaepernick.
Oh.
You said Kaepernick denied the opportunity?
Yes, by refusing.
They were going to give him backup money. So instead of being intelligent and being intelligent for the cause and taking the money, because who does Denver Broncos have at the time, gentlemen? Trevor freaking Siemian and Paxton Lynch.
But you just said that. You just started quarterback. That's a good point, though. That's a good point. Would you just say that? I mean, your point right there. I'm just saying, like, all right. So, folks are prideful. Folks are prideful. So if you know you're betting somebody, like, for real, and you're going to get backup money to back up. I mean, I know what you're saying, play the game. But at the same time, like, I won't knock a man for being prideful knowing that you're betting with somebody and not to take the low
I'm
ball.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Like,
listen, I am always 98.9% on the black man's cause. And I was with Colin Kaepernick's cause until this past season came along. And with all the rappers and hip-hop people, and sticking by Kaepernick to me makes no sense at all, because I agree with Michael on this point. It's a business, first and foremost. I'm not saying the business is right, whatever. He had an option. He took his option, and that was not to participate in the NFL, because the NFL came a calling. And last time I checked, Colin Kaepernick, I don't care if he went to Super Bowl or not, Colin Kaepernick didn't give me no numbers that's going to make me say, he's Aaron Rodgers. Let me say, you're going to come in and be a starter. No, you're going to come in, you're going to try, and if you're good enough, take his spot. They asked that man a question, would he or would he not kneel? And he said, I do not know. Well, our policy says you cannot kneel. So he had an option. So all these black hip-hop people, you want to come out for Colin Kaepernick, you want to come out for, I almost cussed on air, for Robert Kelly, but you won't stand up for my man Jesse Smollett from Empire? Give me a break. So, no, black people need to learn what causes to stand upright from. I went from, we talking about, what do you mean what just happened? You not, are you not listening to the words coming out of my mouth?
No,
I am, but you kind of flying all over the place here.
I went from one, I made a great point from another great point, but it connected dots. I repeat it for you how good I
connect,
said it.
Connect them for me.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it. Black America, which I believe in a case in how I portrayed it from your defense and your strong opinions of it, meaning Wally, because you didn't get a chance to speak, Wally. What? Okay. I feel a lot of black people try to stick up for Colin Kaepernick. And I feel that, okay, in the beginning, yes, it was the right thing to stick up for. But he had an option. He was giving an option. So this man decided to not take jobs in the NFL that were offered. So because of that, hip-hop America and black America want to tell us we got to boycott the NFL and I'm not going to do the halftime show at the NFL because you did Kaepernick wrong. But then what did Kaepernick turn around and do? So I respect the man for having an option and not going to do it. Okay, cool. So be it. That's what's up. But you can't fault the NFL or Roger Goodell for not giving this man a job. And then what I said was that black people get behind the wrong causes. That's what I said. Because black people have come to Colin Kaepernick's defense, they have come to R. Kelly's defense, but they will not come to my man, I say his beginning of his name wrong, Mr. Smollett, from Empire's defense, and even having to think that this man is lying about what happened. So that's what I went to. So I don't know how you got lost, because I repeated it damn near verbatim.
I don't understand how the two things connect, though.
I don't think they connect.
Like, there were black people that came out.
I don't see what I said was unintelligent. That's why
just
insulting.
I'm about to tell you why. There were black people that came out for Smollett. There were black people that came out for Kaepernick. Some of the same black people that came out for Kaepernick came out for Smollett. Some of the people that came out for Smollett didn't come out for Kaepernick. So I'm not understanding what the issue is.
My issue was, I said black people choose to stick.
Are you talking about the magnitude? Are you talking about the magnitude of people that came out? Like, I ain't talking about, because they're all black people that did it. But we're talking like grand scale. There were black people, like actual black.
They were
literally black people who had some pull in the black community from an influence standpoint. That was like, if you're going to try to perform at the Super Bowl, you need to run it by Colin Kaepernick first. And I was like,
what?
Exactly. Bro, I'm a grown goddamn old man. I ain't got to run jack by Colin Kaepernick. I'm trying to make my money for my business and my brand. I'm going to do me like he did him when he still got paid by Nike when he was sacrificing, quote-unquote, his NFL career and sacrificing, quote-unquote, money. So, no, I'm not going to sit here. There was actually people who said that you had to run your performance by Colin Kaepernick and for him to approve it.
No,
like what?
That I think is crazy.
That's crazy. I'm not running that. If I decide
as an artist that I'm not going to perform because of that,
I'm not running it past him. That was some of the things that were happening. So about the halftime show, go watch wrestling. We come back to this on one of Jay Chris's shows. Okay, but it's just so aggressive for me because I just didn't understand. That was a touchy situation for me, Wally, about the halftime show. Like the fact we have Maroon 5 in Atlanta, that's not the NFL's fault. The NFL tried to go get everybody that was black in Atlanta and not in Atlanta, from Jay-Z to Rihanna, and they all turned it down. And everybody
here's what makes it even dumber. If you are a person who has those names, a Jay-Z, a Beyonce, T.I., T.I. just went after the freaking president of the United States with a whole music video that was talking about F. Trump this, F. Trump that, kind of Melania looking like that he was pretty much going to bang in the damn Oval Office. He did all that for the president. But you can't do an NFL halftime show in which you sneak in some support for Colin Kaepernick? What? Maybe I'm out of touch here. Maybe I'm out of pocket. But last I checked, we understood.
Well, let me comment on that, because I would think T.I. not performing at the show.
That's
what
I didn't want to go into, though.
Support for Colin Kaepernick.
Right, but that's why they want to go. But that's what the reason he's not doing it is because support for Colin Kaepernick. He's come out and said that he's on the boycott of the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick.
That's so dumb.
But again,
I'm going to bring it back. I want to move on.
This is the wrong platform and the wrong time for this discussion. So let's just table that for now, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because we won't stop. It's a never ending discussion. We haven't spoken in a while, collectively. You know what I'm saying? So I want to just table that for right there. But that, I just don't think that, again, I think those guys should have participated in the halftime show. Like you said, Wally, it's Atlanta. And because of that, that bad marketing by the NFL, not finding somebody or throwing a more bag at somebody to just say, hell, bring Bruno Mars back for heaven's sakes, right, if you have to. Somebody with some style in Atlanta should be doing a halftime show, okay? But because of all that, the WWE takes advantage of it with a brilliant marketing scheme. Don't watch Maroon 5 at halftime. Come watch the Velveteen Dream and Ricochet.
No, they clown Maroon 5, bro. They clown them. They're like, why are you going to watch them? Like, what? They are dragging Maroon 5 through the mud. I've seen WWE go after some people. I've never seen them drag a musical act like that through the mud before. It was bad.
So, 2.5 is Sunday. It is the line. I'm going to start with you, Watts. Tom Brady, most people say he's the GOAT. I'm one of them, although I don't think he's a better quarterback or have the numbers of some of the other guys that people will put before him. But I think in the winning situations, I'm going to take Tom Brady probably over anybody. That's just me, and I'm an Eagles fan. But the GOAT is playing against the GOAT of the NFL, which is the Rams, people. So GOAT versus GOAT, who wins on Sunday? Whose legacy will be beginning, and will one be ending?
Man, look, on paper, the Rams should win this game, right? But, damn it, I don't know how Tom Brady does it. I don't know how the Patriots do it. I picked against them all playoff long, even with the best overrated quarterback in the league, Phillip Rivers. I even picked him to beat the Patriots. And it just does not happen. I don't understand it.
Overrated quarterback in the league.
I'm going with the Patriots to win outright.
What?
And they're actually dogs in this. I can't believe it. The Patriots are going to win this game outright. It's not who I want. But the Patriots are going to win this game outright.
No, the Patriots have switched the line, brother. The Patriots are the favorite in this game by 2.5.
Now the Patriots are the favorite.
Yes.
What happened? It must have been a lot of money going on.
A lot of money coming in. The late weeks, like it always does, Thursday, Friday night, all the big rollers are coming in. Nobody thinks the Rams' young team, with Sean McVay and these young guys, Gurley being, is he hurt or is he not hurt? Is Sean McVay being a mad genius and saving him? Is he Pinky and he's the brain? What's actually happening with the Rams and Todd Gurley II? It's got to be the Patriots. No, I'll ask you again. You said outright. So they're the favorites. Are they winning the game outright still, Jay Chris?
Yeah, they'll cover that 2.5. I don't think they've ever won a Super Bowl by less than 3 points.
Lock it up.
So,
lock it up.
All right.
Lock it up.
Wally, wow. The GOAT takes on the GOAT. Who wins this game on Sunday? Do you care?
Well,
I'm going to ask that question. It's a Super Bowl. I watch it every year, to be honest.
You ain't asked me if I care. You want to come back to me?
I know you don't care. You going to watch?
Okay. Am I going to watch? I don't know.
You will. You like sports too much.
If the Sixers were playing at the same time, I wouldn't be watching Super Bowl. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I got you. I believe you too. You got this one, Wally.
Oh, yeah, I like the Rams. I like the Rams because typically Tom Brady struggles against teams that put pressure up the middle, and the Rams got two dogs that can get pressure up the middle with Sue and Aaron Donald. Obviously, Aaron Donald, one of the best, well, probably the best defender in the game right now. So you got those two in the middle. So I believe they can get constant pressure and Tom Brady up the middle. And then, you know, I think Todd Gurley, in my opinion, Todd Gurley's going to be healthy enough, and you'll have Gurley and C.J. Anderson kind of controlling the game.
So you're picking the GOATs to beat the GOAT.
You lock it up.
I know you got to move on. This game reminds me of the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, where you just
the first,
like the Eagles.
One.
I mean, the Patriots probably had a way better team then, but the Eagles
first one or the second one?
Such a strong defense. The first one.
Okay.
Because the Eagles' defense was so strong, they could. The defensive line was strong. The D-backs were strong. They had a strong team, and the Patriots still found a way to win. Of course, Spygate, we know. But it just seems like the same game. It seems like the same opponent for them.
So on this one, no, you're good. Micah, who wins on Sunday? Are you watching? What you cooking?
I don't know. Maybe I'll do some ribs. I saw some ribs that was pretty cheap. I don't know. I'll probably just do some wings. I don't know. But the Rams are gonna win. The Rams are gonna win outright, and the Rams are probably gonna win by a touchdown. And it's going to be because the Patriots offensive line coach is going to be, like, the key matchup here because this dude's a freaking genius. He stopped, like, a whole lot of stuff from Kansas City and Chargers. But I don't think he's going to be able to stop the combination of Sue and Darnold because they're going to open it up for Dante Fowler, who's going to be able to get that inside pressure on Brady because we ain't got to worry about Brady running. And they're just quick enough to get that pressure on him where he can't get the ball out too fast. So, and – you have advantages on defense of people who know how to play him, especially from Super Bowl winning, a Super Bowl winner, Akeem Tlaib. Give me the Rams to win this by a touchdown.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
Lock it up. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. As my wife would say, that a tweet, right? I hate to go against greatness. I think going against greatness is like a hard thing to do. And on paper, the Rams have every single thing that can beat the Patriots. Everything. You got, you know, mad genius as a coach. You got defensive pressure, everything. You just said, I can't say anything other than what you just said, Micah, and what Wally said prior. It's just, I agree. I think Gurley is perfectly healthy. I think that Gurley and them are going to do what they tried to do. But I cannot go against Tom Brady. I got the GOAT beating the GOAT. And I'll lock it up. And it's the hardest lockup of the season.
You lock it up.
It's the hardest lock of the season because against conventional wisdom to pick the Patriots makes no sense. The other team is better than him in every single category but two. But two, maybe three. Because you got Gronk, boom, right there, right? You got Tom Brady. Sorry, people, I'm sorry. Yeah, he threw the interception. Guess what? That guy was offside. Okay? See, hey, don't count. Okay? It's just Tom Brady. And every single time the guy the way they find motivation is what I wish the NBA players would find. Some heart, some balls, some marbles, some gonads, a set of jugs on this one. Tom Brady has a set of jugs, y'all. And I just think when you're that damn great, like Michael, like Larry, like Magic, like Tiger, I said it, you happy people, like Tiger, like Serena, like you can name the greats. They don't lose like this. They don't. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots will win this game outright. I'm sorry, people. Come Monday.
Lock it up.
Will we be talking about the greatest team of all time, coach and player? Or will we be talking about the demise of the Los Angeles Rams, the Rams of Los Angeles demising the legacy of the Patriots where every year they've been counted out? 28-3. 28-3, Atlanta. Nice one to come to your house and host that damn trophy in your house and tell you you're up 28-3. Yo, Bow Wow, don't get drunk before halftime this time. Oh, my bad. Wrong birds are in the game. And oh, actually, no birds. But hey, there you have it. Wally, J. Chris, tomorrow night, Kovalev, ESPN Plus. I still ain't buying that package, y'all. It's just not worth me buying that package. It's not worth it. UFC, none of it's worth it for me. But I want to see Jose Aldo fight. Nope. It's an additional $8 a month in my life that I always say I can justify spending $8 somewhere because it's just, you know, I wait till, you know, I eat out. I always figure like, hey, if you eat out, you waste money. Right? That's how I view things. Well, buying that to me is a waste of money. Those fights should be on ESPN. They should be. I'm already, you know, your cable package doesn't even come with ESPN for free anymore. It's got to be part of an extended basic cable package. So now you're actually paying to have ESPN. And now ESPN wants you to pay more? Come on, man. Come on, man. Wally, where you going to watch the Super Bowl at, man? What wings you eating?
I'm going to my homie's house. A bunch of us going to watch the game. I'm not sure what wings. There's going to be a lot of alcohol, though. A lot of liquor, though. Like a lot of liquor. Like a lot.
You're off Monday because that's supposed to be a holiday for America, right? America wants – we don't just want no dunk.
Right.
We want a day off on after the Super Bowl because it's the holiday.
Yeah. So if you got recruits, man, that thing real. You
I'm
got
off,
recruits.
That's a fun day off. That's a fun day off. Yeah. Wally, where you going to be? Are you watching Super Bowl? Like, I know you say, do you care? I'm asking you again. You're going to watch the Super Bowl, right? You're going to eat something, a hoagie, something, right? Some Hershey's chips.
Who, me? You said me or Wally?
Am
I going to watch the Super Bowl? I mean, of course I'm going to at the very least, check in on it every now and then. Like, I really don't care about the Super Bowl, and it has nothing to do with the Eagles not being in it. It really does not. And I just, for some reason, it's just I'm not feeling the Super Bowl this year. But what am I going to eat? I'm going to keep it real, which I'm going to eat whatever my wife fixed that night because I'm not buying anything special either. Got to keep the blood pressure down. Keep that sodium out the system. So
I feel
I don't know what she's going to make. I hope I like it. I probably will. I hope it's something I want to eat. That's, you know, that's the big question. But
I don't eat carbs no more, so and my pants are falling
good.
Off me every day.
Good.
I love it. I love it. I went down two pants sizes, y'all.
No carbs for the last 21 days.
Good job, bro. Good job, congrats. That's good job. Seriously.
Listen,
keep it going, man.
We about to
keep
get out of here, y'all. We check y'all on Monday. Until then, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. That's crazy, y'all. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
Football, baseball, boxing. on your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line. Look how Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not